Welcome to Saturday Story Circle, always on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
How much further?
A little less than 2 hours, I think. We should be Nova's contacting us. I'll patch you in. Hold on.
To be rerouting you so soon.
Wait, Nova, can you repeat that? Just got connected.
I said, I'm sorry to be doing this so soon, but I've got orders to reroute you immediately. The director's giving you a new mission, and it's time sensitive.
What mission?
It's classified. You'll be briefed when you reach your destination.
Okay, so where are we going?
New Orleans, Louisiana. As soon as you get there, you're to have brunch at the Red Dog Diner on Magazine Street. Order the crusted crab and egg, no maniche, nothing else. Copy that?
Okay. Copy.
Welcome to the Red Dog. Just two?
Yep.
Great. You can sit here if you like. Can I start you off with something to drink?
Actually, we just wanted to order the crusted crab and egg cominiche.
Sure. But we only serve that dish in our private area in the back. Follow me, please.
Sure.
Here we are. You can have a seat here. Feel free to watch television while you're waiting for your orders. I recommend channel 47.
Thanks.
Enjoy.
Okay, channel 47?
I guess.
Hi, guys. Sorry for all the cloak and dagger stuff, but Director Kowalski gave strict orders that this mission assignment had to stay top secret. He recorded a statement that he wants played to all the teams. Then I can talk about your new mission. Click to channel 33 to hear the director's statement, then come back here and we'll talk mission.
Got it?
Yup. Okay. 33.
Greetings, Alpha, Beta, and Gamma teams. This is a recorded message that I've instructed my assistant, Nova De Jong, to play for you over our highly secure private network that connects secret OSS safe houses throughout the world. I'll try to make this brief. In the past 14 months since it happened, governments throughout the world have been working around the clock to get more information about just how this event that we call the incident actually occurred. One morning, some kind of invisible pulse of mysterious energy swept throughout the entire world and in one sweep fundamentally changed the lives of every single human being on the planet. All forms of written language, gone. Hundreds of millions of books with words wiped clean off the pages. We've had to invent our own secret technology just to be able to have recorded speech, even. Since then, we've learned that more and more adults from around the world have been rapidly forgetting even spoken vocabulary. To call this a crisis is an insult to crises. Wait. I think it's crises. Yeah. crises. That's kind of like moose and plural moose. Mooses? Doesn't sound right. Mooses. Meese? No, meese.
Is there any way to fast forward this?
Meese-y?
There's no button.
Mississippi? Nah, anyway, the statement's kind of long, so I'll just summarize it. The point is that it's been really, really bad. Up until recently, we've looked at this whole series of events as just some kind of freak accident or technological disaster, but it's even worse than that. We've recently discovered evidence that all of this, the incident, the pulse, Wordnesia, all of it may have indeed been intentional. Anyway, right after the incident, the president was sent a secret communique from a shadowy group that calls itself Cypher. C-Y-P-H-E-R. Cypher. We have no idea who they are or what they want, etc., but I was able to learn from the About tab on their website that Cypher is an acronym that stands for Criminals Yearning Power, Having Evil Reasons.
How the heck do they even have a website?
Shh, doesn't matter.
Anyway, the communique sent to the president was in highly encrypted, super reverse, upside down, underwater Morse code. So it took our team of cryptologists some time to decipher it. But they've just recently cracked the code. I'll play it for you now.
Greetings, leaders of the world. This is Cypher. What you've just felt is a wave of incredible power, which is the beginning of our evil worldwide plan for global dominance. 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 Dominance.
All right, quickly!
I'm sure you're at a complete loss for words. Or should I say, you soon will be.
Oh, man.
Definitely one of the bad guys. They all life like that on TV.
And that, agents, is virtually all the information on this Cypher group that we even have. There are endless questions about them. Who are they? How do they operate? Why do they want to wipe out all languages throughout the world? What is their ultimate goal? What is their favorite color? Why would they infect the whole world with Wordnesia if that would also affect them as well? We know nothing at all. But agents, one thing is crystal clear. We appear to have a secret enemy.
Action! Suspense. Drama.
We still fight on the landing grounds.
And vocabulary? Am I reading that right? Anyways, this is Wordtastic.
Nova, this is Lily. I'm in the alley behind Madame Clark. Should I get in position?
Negative, Lily, not yet. I'm still waiting on David to cause a distraction.
What? He's not even in there yet? His appointment was 5 minutes ago. Where the heck is he?
Duh!
Nova to David. Where are you?
Sorry, Nova. Just handling some real quick business.
Are you in the bathroom?
What? No. I'm just... I had a kind of urgent situation.
It doesn't matter. You need to get inside Madame Clara's right now.
Yeah. I'm almost there. Less than a minute.
I made your appointment for 1:00, so she should be expecting you. You brought the word trap, right?
Yes, of course.
Even though your part of the mission is to create a distraction for Lily, Madame Clara's worked as a psychic for 20 years, so she's bound to know lots of words related to telling people's fortunes and stuff.
How am I supposed to set the word trap for telling people's fortunes and stuff?
Just set it for predicting. Words related to predictions. Something like that.
Okay. I'm outside of her shop door.
Is she in there?
Madame Clara?
Yes.
Yeah. She's in there. Looks like she's on the phone. Is Lily in place?
She's been waiting on you, so get in there. Keep Madame Clara busy as long as you can. And see if you can trap 5 prediction words while you're at it.
5 words. Got it.
Nova to Lily. is heading to the front of the shop now. You're at the second floor balcony?
There is no balcony. It's just a fire escape. I'm gonna have to go in through the window.
You're gonna break the window?
No. I won't have to. It's partially open. I can just climb in.
Oh, okay. Just remember to be super quiet. Madame Clara's apartment is right over her shop, so make sure you're not clomping around in there.
You mean I shouldn't have worn my heels today?
Not funny, Lily.
Well, I mean, it was kind of funny.
Then you shouldn't have said it to him anyway. Okay, Barb, I gotta go. Yep. Okay, bye.
Welcome, young man, to Madame Clara's House of Paradisiacal Prognostications.
Prognostication. Now, an indication of the future from present signs. Prognostication.
Thanks. I'm your 1 o'clock appointment. Was a little late getting here, sorry. My name is...
You didn't say your name, young man. For Madame Clara knows all.
I think my friend already told you my name when she made the appointment.
I need to concentrate, young man. To feel your aura. Feel the psychic vibrations emanating from your inner being.
Okay.
I am sensing that your name starts with a T.
No.
A P.
No.
A D.
Yes.
Ah, yes. I knew it was one of those short letters.
Wait, isn't every letter short?
And your name that starts with a D is Daniel.
No.
Dylan.
No.
Dexter.
No.
Duncan.
No.
Dweezil.
David.
David. Ah, yes. I could see from the moment you stepped in that you were a David. Come to the table, David, and Madame Clara will predict your future.
Predict. Verb. To foretell on the basis of observation, experience, or scientific reason. Predict.
Okay.
Right this way.
In the cabinet? Cat food? Mm-hmm. Could there be a secret compartment behind here or something like that? What's under here? Newspaper. All right, never mind. Here.
I'm just gonna leave that alone.
Okay, Nova. I'm in the apartment. Can you give me a better idea of what I'm supposed to be looking for?
Well, it could be anything.
It could be anything. Great. Hey, look. There's a milk carton. And over there is a picture frame.
I meant anything that links Madame Clara with Cypher.
What, like a membership card?
I don't know.
Down, kitty. Down. Don't say anything. I'll give you a treat later. A bunch of coupons, a Spicer Roast or something like that?
No, I doubt it. It's likely not anything that obvious, but... it is very suspicious that our intelligence sources have tracked so many international transmissions going in and out of this particular shop. Maybe look for a hidden radio transmitter or something?
Okay, I'll look around.
Make it quick. You don't have a lot of time and you can't get caught up there. Look for anything that might be used to communicate with agents from Cypher.
Now, young David, I will begin the process to divine your future.
Divine. Verb. To seek to predict future events or discover hidden knowledge, usually by the interpretation of omens or by the aid of supernatural powers. Divine.
Oh, great spirit of prophecy, I awaken myself to you.
Prophecy. Noun. A prediction of something to come. Prophecy.
Reveal to us that which is hidden, so that we may envision the path yet untraveled.
Envision. Verb. To imagine as a future possibility. Envision.
Ah, yes, young David. I sense from you that you will have great riches in your future. Or poverty, perhaps. but definitely not both at the same time.
Thanks?
The spirit emanating from you shows that you can be shy and reserved, except in those moments when you are outgoing.
Well, yeah, couldn't you say the same thing of everyone?
Shh! Madame Clara needs to concentrate. When I see with my third eye, I can see that you are proud of being an independent thinker, and you do not accept other people's information without sufficient proof.
That's kind of true, actually. I'm kind of a prove-it-first kind of guy.
Yes, indeed. Am I sensing from you a number? A 9? Or a 3? Yes. A 3. Your chakras with my third eye, they foretell of the number 3.
Foretell. Verb. To say what is going to happen in the future. Foretell.
3. 3 what?
Trying to see. Somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity.
You get 3? What? Like a magic number?
And the past and the present and the future.
Faith and hope and charity.
And the heart and the brain and the body.
Give you 3.
Is the magic number. 1, 2, 3, and!
It takes 3 legs to make a tripod and to make a table stand. And it takes 3 wheels to make a vehicle called the tricycle.
What the heck is going on down there?
Never mind that, Lily. Keep focused on the mission. Find that transmitter.
Yeah, I'm gonna check the bedroom next.
Shh, shh. Quiet, kitty. Quiet. Shh. Calm down.
Jeez, there's not much in here.
You're in the bedroom?
Yeah, there's nothing in here but a bed and a little nightstand and a large bureau. Huh. Hey, Nova?
You found something?
I think so. It looks like there's a little door or something behind the bureau.
Can you open it?
Nah, the bureau's blocking it. I see. It's more like a little crawl space hidden behind the bureau.
Can you see what's in there?
Nah, I'm gonna try and move it out a bit.
Okay. Do it quietly.
Come on. Just a couple inches. Come on. Move. Come towards me. We knew carrots were so hard. Heaven. No. Oops.
Did you just knock something on the floor?
Sorta.
She's coming. Quick, hide under the bed.
Okay.
Yeah, that one was also a classic. My favorite was probably Rufus Xavier Sarsaparilla, but I would always mess up the lyrics.
Yeah, I loved that one when I was a kid.
Wait. You are still a kid. What was that?
What was what?
That is somebody upstairs.
No. That was probably just me. That was me. I had the touch of bronchitis, so...
I'll be right back.
Wait, what about my palm reading and all that?
Times have I told you to stay off the bureau? Bad kitty! Bad kitty! Oh, I'll have to clean this up later. I'm sorry about that. I have a mischievous little kitty cat who loves to cause trouble.
Ah, I see.
Well, David, let's get on with your palm reading. Is your dominant hand the right or the left?
I'm right-handed.
Then show me your palm, and Madame Clara will tell all.
Okie dokie.
Ah,
You have a very strong heartline, which suggests romance in your future.
Really?
Indeed. Ah, and I can see your headline only reaches your middle finger, so you seem to be a person of action and decisiveness.
Ha, well, action is my strong suit.
Which also makes you hasty and careless in your decisions.
Oh.
Hmm. And your lifeline demonstrates that you have exceptional energy.
Well, sure. I'm pretty energetic.
But, that's strange. It nearly extends from your fate line together with a pronounced Venus mount.
Meaning?
Meaning that you have a strong sense of mission, but you seem to be hiding something.
Really?
Indeed. The intersection of these lines indicate a person who pretends to be one thing, but is really another.
That's curious.
Indeed.
Lily, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm out from under the bed. She didn't see me, luckily. Should I try and move the bureau again?
Negative, it's too risky. We'll just have to investigate it when she's not home.
So, what now?
Exfiltrate the mission area using surreptitious tactical movements.
You want to translate that into English for me?
I said sneak out of there before you get caught.
Right, that's what I thought you said. Okay, I'm surreptitiousing,
That's not a verb, Lily.
Whatever, I can make it a verb. Wait, Nova, somebody's coming up the fire escape.
Don't let him see you.
Okay. Where do we get you?
What happened? Did he see you?
No, I don't think so. I hid in the kitchen closet.
What was that noise?
A mailman.
What?
He's running away. Nova, a mailman was just at the back window. He tossed a package on the kitchen floor, then blew a whistle.
Wait, a mailman? How can he read an address if all written language has been wiped out?
Yeah. Huh.
Is there writing on the package?
No, it's just plain brown wrapping.
Anyway, you gotta get out of there, quick. Madame Clara heard that whistle for sure.
What do I do with the package?
Take it and get out of there. I'll bet that fake mailman is a cipher operative.
Okay.
Yes. And the fact that your fate line forts here at the Circle of Venus, just below the Saturn Mount, strongly suggests that you are uniquely suited to be a spy.
Wouldn't you know?
What do you know, young David? If that's your real name? Who are you? Excuse me, that was a delivery I've been expecting.
Stall her, David.
Wait, I need your help, finding my dog.
Your dog?
Yeah, I lost my dog. I was hoping you could help me find him.
I'm not a dog catcher.
Wait, no, I know, but I thought you maybe could use your psychic powers and, you know, tell me where he is?
That's not how this works, David. I predict the future.
Please, I really am worried about him. Maybe you could tell me where he's going tomorrow or something?
Ugh. Let me tend to the delivery, and then I'll see what I can do. What's this dog's name?
It's... Flipper.
Flipper? Isn't that the name of a dolphin?
Yeah, but we named him that because when he barks, he sounds like a dolphin. If he was a dolphin who could bark.
I'll be right back, young David. Then I want to talk more about this fate line of yours.
Okay, Lily made it out the back. David, get out of there.
We're done?
Yes, mission accomplished. Get out of there and meet up with Lily. Head to the Red Dog Diner. I'll arrange transport to take you back to headquarters immediately.
Roger that.
David, wait up!
Hey, Lily, Nova said for us to meet back at the Red Dog for extraction to HQ.
She told me.
Okay.
Flipper? Really?
What?
That's the best dog name you could come up with? Flipper?
I was under a lot of pressure, alright?
Yeah, but Flipper? You could have come up with, though, I don't know, Spot? Or Buddy? Fido? Could have a Rex? A Ralphie? Sparky?
Alright. You get in there next time.
This way, agents. I apologize for not giving a more formal welcome back at headquarters, but your discovery is time-sensitive, and we need to move very quickly.
We understand.
I'll have a better idea what our next move should be when we hear the results from Mr. Quigley's scan.
Okay.
He's already scanned it?
Well, we're about to find out. Evening, Mr. Quigley. Has the package been examined?
Yes, boss. He's twice scanned with retrophonic scanner and electroscopic luciometer. Is no problem, very safe, and inside package is... Botana.
Huh. That looks like a music box.
Da, is music box. See, nothing else inside. Niet secret compartment, no symbols, nothing.
Strange.
Ochin, you do more. Secret code must be in music. Listen.
I've heard this before.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough of that.
I recognize that. Isn't that Ride of the Vipers or something?
No, Valkyries. That's the famous Ride of the Valkyries from Richard Wagner's epic music drama, The Ring Cycle. Your kids study music? This is the part where the female messengers of Odin fly into battle to carry the souls of dead soldiers off to Valhalla.
Just so, da. I had whole team analyze music. Composers, linguists, English professors, but nothing we found.
Just get to the point, Quigley. What did you come up with?
Da, boss. After much analysis, I realized I forget something simple. Back mask.
Back mask? You mean back masking?
Back masking, da.
Do you mean the recording technique first popularized in the 1960s whereby a sound or message is recorded backwards onto a track that is meant to be played forwards?
Da.
So what did you discover?
Well, when we analyzed the tune from this music box playing forward, got nothing. But when flipped backwards...
Agent 236, your position may be compromised. Retreat to hideout scaling altitude immediately so that we can set in motion the next phase of the evil plan.
I knew it! Madame Clara was a safer agent the whole time!
We gotta arrest her.
I'm way ahead of you, agents. I already dispatched Nova to coordinate an assault on Madame Clara's shop several hours ago.
Director!
Well... That's some impeccable timing, I'll give her that. Well, Nova, what's the latest?
Bad news, Director. That fake mailman vanished. I had some tracking scouts on him, but he must have been a pro in escape and evasion tactics because we lost him.
Huh. And what about the assault team?
Yeah, they stormed Madame Clara's shop less than an hour after Alpha Team left. Turns out there was a secret crawl space behind the bureau in the bedroom. It led to a hidden room with an intercontinental transmitter, but the thing had been smashed to bits.
Okay, well, I think I know the answer to this already, but is there any sign of our target?
Sorry, Director. The assault team searched the whole place and the surrounding area, but Madame Clara disappeared.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Wordtastic. Join us in 2 weeks for the next episode. Wordtastic was written and directed by Steve Schneider. Starring in this episode were Jake Henry, Tanya Maloyevich, Marquita Richardson, Anya Schneider, and Steve Schneider. Additional voices by Irina Kuznetsova, Dane Leonardson, Owen McEwen, and Eva Schneider. Editing and sound design by Austin Beach. Music and post-production by Dane Leonardson. For more info about the show or a complete list of cast and crew, visit us at www.wordtastic.org.
Good morning! We hope you're enjoying Saturday's Story Circle. Got enough cereal? How's the coloring going? You can always join us tomorrow on Mutual with the Sunday Showcase, original audio drama from the United Artists of Audio, right here on Mutual. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for exciting audio drama every day, or find the Sunday Showcase feed in your favorite podcast players.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.